Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. One thing we ought to be thankful for this morning is that we can do that. That isn't permitted everywhere. Been in places, in large churches where you weren't allowed to say hallelujah from the heart. If you did, the preacher would jump down your throat immediately and gag you. But this morning, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Because it's God's due that we should praise Him. But there's wonderful liberating power in it. Have you ever discovered it? There are deliverances wrought when you praise the Lord, because God inhabits the praises of His people. That's why we read in Psalm 103, all that is within me, bless His holy name. And until you've been fully liberated, you can't very well do that. There are all kinds of bugs crawling around in these temples of ours until the Holy Ghost comes in and blows them out. I often have to smile when we have a real outpouring of the Spirit of God, and everybody gets drenched, and everybody gets drowned and drunk, and everybody laughs. My, how I have roared sometimes. When the whole the Holy Ghost took possession of me. And then to look around and see some folks get mad. Why, the madder you get, the worse it is. My mother used to say, if anything radical happened, my goodness, if that isn't good for the bedbug. It takes a real antidote, a real medicine. But oh, beloved, it's good for everything. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We heard last night how David says in a place, all my bones shall say. All my bones. It takes a sanctified being to really praise the Lord. God says He's looking for those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's why He has purchased these bodies of ours to set ablaze every atom of your being. This body that has inherited sin and bondage and death from our father Adam now becomes an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ and a temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But let me read this psalm. It's 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We used to think that to sing unto the Lord, you had to use a minor key. That's why a lot of church hymns are written in a minor key. You know, this stuff that makes you weep and sigh and sob and sniff. And people think that's religion. Isn't it wonderful how in Pentecost we have Darum prizing mine in Highlands, there in Liebe mein Gedacht, shall the comfort Bible flog in Sinden way. Denn zog mich aus der Grube, hat mich froh und frei gemacht. Und nun wohne ich auf der Halleluja. A joyful noise. Hallelujah. Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who pays heed to my invitation to everyone that thirsteth to come to the waters and to drink freely until you fill to the overflowing and rivers of living water flow from within you? Lo, I am not looking for worthiness in you, nor for strength, nor for righteousness, but I am looking for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and my declaration is that they shall be filled. And so I call every one of you, come out from among them, and be ye separate, and turn ye unto me. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and even this day, when so many have gone astray, the heavens are open, and the power of God is descending, and my spirit is searching to and fro among men to fill to the overflowing sons and daughters of mine, to sanctify them wholly, and to prepare them for the marriage feast of the Lamb.
Thank you. tell, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. It's not the heart of me, and I cannot tell it all. Oh, glory to me.
Now let us all open our books to number 407. 407.